From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he is ready for both dialogue and confrontation in his first public message toward South Korea and the U.S. since the launch of the Joe Biden administration. President Moon Jae-in returns home from a European tour where, between summit meetings, he tried to build support for a papal visit to North Korea. And firefighters are working for a second day to put out a blaze at a Kupang Logistics Center where a firefighter is trapped. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un highlighted the need to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation in his first message towards the U.S. and South Korea since the inauguration of U.S. President Joe Biden in January. This comes as Washington's point man on the North, Sung Kim, is due to visit Seoul later this week to discuss the stalled denuclearization talks. Mark Wilson Che reports.
On the third day of a plenary session of the Ruling Workers' Party Central Committee on Thursday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un emphasized the need to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the U.S. According to the North's state-run Korean Central News Agency, Kim said such preparations would be necessary to defend national dignity and self-development benefits, and to guarantee a peaceful environment and national safety. He stressed that preparations for confrontation should especially be more thorough. Clarifying the North's foreign policy direction to enhance its strategic status and proactive role, and to lead efforts to create a diplomatic environment in its favor, Kim stressed the need to manage the situation on the Korean Peninsula in a stable manner. This is Kim Jong-un's first message towards the U.S. and South Korea since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January and completed a review of Washington's North Korea policy. The KCNA said the North Korean leader laid out the regime's strategic and tactical response, as well as action plan, after closely analyzing the Biden administration's new policy. The Biden administration, which pledged to pursue a calibrated, practical approach toward the goal of the peninsula's complete denuclearization, is set to send Sung Kim, its new North Korea special representative, to Seoul on Saturday. Marco Sinche, KBS World Radio News.
President Moon Jae-in returned home on Friday from a seven-day tour that took him to Britain, Austria, and Spain. While busy with diplomacy, the president also managed to fit in visits to prominent installations in the Catholic Church, all to help spark interest in the possibility of a papal visit to North Korea. As our Bae Ju-yeon reports, Moon is seeking to realize the visit in a last-ditch effort to save his inter-Korean legacy.
President Moon Jae-in in 2018 met Pope Francis and asked him to visit North Korea. The Pope said yes, but the idea lost momentum amid the suspended inter-Korean dialogue. While running a tight schedule during his latest tour of Europe, Moon squeezed in a visit to the Heiligenkreuz Abbey in Austria, reminding the media of the pontiff's old promise. On the last day of his state visit to Spain, Moon again sought to build anticipation for the papal visit, meeting the Archbishop of Barcelona, Cardinal Juan José Omella.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
On the sidelines of a summit with U.S. President Joe Biden last month, the South Korean president sat down with the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Wilton Gregory. With less than a year remaining in Moon's term in office, the role of making the visit a reality could be taken up by the first Korean appointed to a senior position in the Holy See, who had visited North Korea four times already. After the Pope named him the new prefect of the Congregation for the Clergy this month, Archbishop Lazarus Yuhongshik told reporters that a papal visit would be a golden opportunity for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Joe Biden to build trust.
If North Korea invited the Pope during these times, this could turn into a big gain for North Korea.
As Moon tries to resuscitate his Korean Peninsula peace initiative, critics argue that Pope Francis should not legitimize the North Korean regime. An official at the Unification Ministry in Seoul said that the government will spare no efforts once related discussions begin to arrange the pontiff's visit to North Korea. Pijun KBS World Radio News.
Firefighters are still working to put out a fire on Friday at a Kupang Logistics Center in Gyeonggi Province, more than a day after the blaze started. Authorities said the fire broke out at 5:20 a.m. Thursday, possibly due to a spark from a power outlet in the basement of the Dokpyeong Logistics Center in Icheon, south of Seoul. Fire officials say they expect it will take at least another 2 days to completely extinguish the flames. Five firefighters entered the basement of the building on Thursday morning to search for survivors after getting the blaze under control. But the flames flared up again, causing them to evacuate, though one, the head of the rescue team in his 50s, did not make it out. All 248 employees working at the time, however, have been confirmed accounted for. The rescue effort for the stranded firefighter has remained suspended since Thursday evening, as officials say the fire is so strong it makes entry difficult. The National Post Service and the National Delivery Workers Union have reached an agreement on preventing courier overwork, formalizing the tentative deal that arrived on Wednesday. According to sources within the ruling Democratic Party on Friday, the deal was struck during talks between the Korea Post and Postal Service workers that belong to the Parcel Delivery Workers Solidarity Union. Under the deal, delivery workers will stop sorting parcels effective January 1st. The exhaustive task was a key point of contention, blamed for overwork and work-related deaths. Workers will also be limited to a maximum 60-hour work week. South Korea reported 507 new COVID-19 cases on Friday, staying in the 500s for the third straight day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that the new infections compiled the previous day raised the country's accumulated caseload to 150,238. Discord is growing between the ruling Democratic Party's leading presidential hopeful Gyeonggi Province Governor Lee Jae-myung and the other candidates over the timing of the presidential primary. Lee, who is enjoying a comfortable lead among the potential candidates, has stated before that he supports holding the primary as scheduled. Others, including Lee Nak-yeon and Chung Sik-kyun, wish to postpone in the hopes they would have a better chance of winning. On Friday, 66 DP lawmakers made a request to convene a meeting to discuss the primary timetable after DP Chair Song Yong-gil signaled a move to maintain the current schedule of choosing a candidate at least 180 days prior to the election. Confidants of Lee and Chung reportedly held talks with Song Thursday evening, during which they stressed the need to delay the primary, but Song did not give a clear response. Former Prosecutor General Yoon Suk-yeol will declare his bid to run for president, possibly as early as June 27th, according to his aide. Speaking on a KBS radio program Friday, Yoon spokesperson Lee Dong-hoon said the former top prosecutor could make the announcement as early as that date or could delay it to the 28th or 29th, as the 27th is a Sunday. Lee said Yoon will hold a press conference to explain to the public why he has decided to enter politics and what kind of country he hopes to build. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 2.97 points or 0.09% on Friday to close the week at 3,267.93. That's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.